A national study out today says household spending on electricity has fallen since 2014, but that doesn't mean that prices are coming down. It is one of the findings in the annual survey done by the University of Melbourne on household spending and related issues. Those who advocate for energy users say what it reflects is that Australians who are being pushed by high prices are drastically cutting their energy use. Some say that's not the full picture, and they are warning that residents and businesses will be put under further pressure if no action is taken. Gavin Coote reports.
Ian Waters' metal fabrication workshop south of Sydney is an energy-intensive business, but it's his smaller suppliers he's most worried about.
There is great concern that at the moment your East Coast gas prices are running at $8 to $10 per gigajoule for new contracts for gas. So it's almost a disaster for some of these businesses having to pay that much for their fuel.
And he says the problem only appears to be worsening.
And it's not just here in the Illawarra or around Sydney, it's businesses out in the country as well, out west where people process agricultural products like abattoirs or grain processing plants, those type of plants. They're all affected, and it all affects their profitability and their future.
That's despite a study out today suggesting at the household level, energy expenditure has slightly fallen in recent years. The Melbourne Institute's report on household income and labour dynamics, or HILDA, has found spending on electricity peaked at 2014, but has since tapered off. The report's co-author, Professor Roger Wilkins, says it doesn't necessarily mean energy prices have gone down, but rather that households have taken the issue into their own hands.
There's no doubt in my mind that people are making sacrifices in order to keep the energy bills down. So just because energy expenditure has declined slightly, we shouldn't take that as therefore the problem has dissipated. It's just, certainly households, I think, would be very dissatisfied with the situation, but they're just doing the best they can given the prices they face.
Professor Wilkins says the push to curb energy usage is being seen among all sections of society.
We are seeing expenditure declining across the spectrum in terms of people's income levels, but probably the way they're achieving those reductions would differ by level of income. So I would suspect that heating fewer rooms, for example, would be the more common strategy for lower income households. Installing solar panels and the like would be the more common strategy for higher income households.
Rosemary Sinclair is the CEO of Energy Consumers Australia, which represents residential and small business energy users. She says the study's findings only look at expenditure as recently as 2016, and that expenditure is rising again in line with cost increases.
Since 2015-16, we've seen significant retail price increases of 30% over the subsequent 2 years because of difficulties in the wholesale market.
She says the Turnbull government's national energy guarantee being thrashed out ahead of next week's COAG Energy Council could help arrest prices at the market level.
What we're seeing in the energy guarantee proposal and then the further recommendations on wholesale market structure and conduct from the ACCC suggests to me that isn't an inevitability. So what we need is our politicians and policymakers to work backwards from the reality that energy prices for Australian households are too high now and they have to come down.
Making any increase in energy prices even more challenging, the HILDA report also found the typical Australian household hasn't seen a noticeable rise on their post-tax income since 2009.
Gavin Coote with that report.